Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Ola, it's Miles. Thank you guys for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast.
Have you heard our newest podcast? It's called The Greatest Story Never Told.
Download it today on radio.com. Be sure to subscribe. New episodes are uploaded every Tuesday at noon.
Unfortunately, what you're about to hear is real. The members of this radio program are simply not that bright, or what some people would call educated. They are merely stupid. They're not trying to offend anyone on purpose. And all have played doctors on TV. You have been warned and are cordially invited to join the party. This is the Men's Room.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. The trippers, the grasshoppers, the hip ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying high as a kite.
This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. You know what they say, shake your radio more than three times, and you're playing with it. You're listening to the Men's Room.
Hello, there we go. Welcome to season 15, episode number 3,369. Hey, hey. Along with Steve the Thrill Hill, the Ted Smith, and Mike Hawk. Hired the Men's Room. On tap today, the return of Who Sucks Less. We will play Profile This, plus headlines, the Men's Room shout of the day, fun will listener emails, and everyone's favorite, TV Time with Ted.
The clack.
Drunkity drunk. All right, here we go. Automaker has figured out why their new cars smell like onions, dirty socks, and B.O. Meanwhile, a pregnant woman in a coma from COVID wakes up to learn that she needs to pack her bags and go, like, immediately. Couple who played same lottery number for 26 years finally get their day. A woman reads list of New Year's resolutions and really wants 2020 to just go away. And a forest monument to presidential penises gets chopped down. That is all coming on today's very special episode of The Men's Room.
And now, here's the question.
Hola, bitches. Good day to you and yours. All right, Forrest Gump, in his namesake movie, famously quoted his mother stating that life is like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get. Well, sometimes you get an unfortunate eyeful, like drivers in Largo, Florida. They were treated to a couple having sex on the side of a busy highway at 2:45 in the afternoon. And while that's not something I would expect to see, that doesn't bother me. No, what would bother me is, I don't know, visiting a grave at a cemetery only to see a man there masturbating with an electric toothbrush in his anus. That is precisely what happened to a woman in Australia. Actually, it happened to several women over a period of weeks. No one expected to see that, and no one wants to see that. But I don't think that's the kind of chocolates that Forrest Gump's mother was talking about. But like she said, you never know what you're going to get. So maybe you'll see a man, I don't know, with a flamethrower standing on top of a bus. That was the case in Brooklyn. Maybe you'll see a man, I don't know, eating strawberries while simultaneously pooping on the stairs of a church. That was the case in Pennsylvania. But let's face it, sometimes that unexpected chocolate is not disgusting or disturbing. Sometimes it's downright beautiful. Like the father that surprised his kindergarten daughter in class after being deployed to the Middle East for almost a year. She didn't expect to see dad, and it ended the way you thought it would, with a minutes-long hug, all the tears, all the good stuff. But the point of this is, you just leave your house, you just want a normal day, and sometimes it's just not. So that's what today's question is. What were you not expecting to see that day?
Be a part of the Big Show. Call 206-421-ROCK. Like the Men's Room on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Men's Room Live. And send those emails to themensroom@kisw.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Back to the conversation. This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
Hold the toes and away we go. Welcome to season 15, episode number 3,369.
Oh, 69.
Yes, what a large and in charge program we have for you today. Guaranteed future repeat. The exciting return of Who Sucks Less.
Yeah.
Steve, you bring us three stories from the news each and every week. It's up to us to determine out of the three which of the three stories suck the least. How are we looking this week?
You know what? I kind of appreciate all three of these stories. Mike made a snap judgment earlier and said, this particular person sucks the most. And while I agree, I'm still very happy about the story. I think that's the best way to put it.
All right.
I think everyone will enjoy this.
Well, some of the stories today in our question kind of suck, depending on your perspective of what you expected to see that day.
I don't know. Well, it's like America's Funniest Home Videos. Being that I am not involved in any of these stories, I quite enjoy all of them.
This one in Queens, New York was crazy. The video that came out yesterday, it was a brawl over a parking spot, quickly morphed into violent road rage, ended with a car crashing into a bakery, celebrating, by the way, its grand opening.
Oh, yeah, it was day of.
And it was all caught on video.
Okay.
The insane incident went down Monday in Queens. A group of men were throwing hands in the middle of the street over a parking spot. Video picks up with one man stuck in a headlock while another man takes a bat and starts swinging it like crazy. You see the bat-wielding guy land several shots before everyone appears just to walk away. Keyword there, appears.
Mm-hmm.
That's when all hell breaks loose with a dude taking a whack at the Audi's front bumper. That's when the man behind the wheel of the Audi, he floors it and mows down the man with a bat, violently hurling him onto the sidewalk before crashing through the Rainbow Bakery.
Which had just opened.
Bakery had just opened for business. Cops say three women and a man, including a bakery employee, were hospitalized with non-life-threatening injuries. Jai Zhu, the man behind the wheel, he was arrested for assault, reckless endangerment. Jonathan Zhang, the passenger in the Audi, he was also arrested for assault. Goes without saying, the bakery owner said he was very, very sad about his shop being destroyed.
Yeah, I bet.
Did you see the video?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
On opening day?
That was nuts.
All right. Now we head across the street to Brooklyn.
Mm-hmm.
All right. As they say, a hothead with a flamethrower hopped on the top of a city bus in Brooklyn and torched the air above as onlookers filmed and cheered.
That one is awesome.
Yeah. The incident happened at 5:30 in the afternoon, according to the MTA. Videos posted to social media show an unknown man on top of an ice cream truck before then leaping to the roof of the number 26 bus that had stopped at the intersection.
Very agile.
Man then fires off the flamethrower as the crowd cheers. As the flammable liquid from the fire gun falls onto the bus, it then briefly ignites the roof of the bus on fire.
Yes, because he had a flamethrower.
Crowd of onlookers records the stunt with their phones as the man sends the flames bursting into the night sky. The pyro, meanwhile, walks to the rear of the bus and unleashes a few more streams of fire, briefly then setting the ground on fire before hopping off of the bus. Apparently, the stunt was part of a Wu-Tang tribute music video by local rapper Dupree G.O.D., according to his social media.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it looked cool.
It does. I think maybe you should get approval first.
How the ice cream truck guy didn't miss a beat.
It's New York.
He posted on Instagram, Wu-Tang music video shoot was insane. It was a movie. It was effing epic. Thanks to everyone, to all who came out. We shut down Franklin Avenue with amazing energy. We're in this together. We are illest. Video coming. He added, I've never seen anybody in real life with a flame thrower.
I've seen a lot of flames, but it was at a thing called Burning Man.
Yeah, I was going to say, Burning Man.
People had flamethrowers there.
Is it fire or just flamethrower? Because a flamethrower, that's a different animal, man.
Well, I stayed with a camp of people that all spin fire.
Okay.
But there wasn't, like, per se a flamethrower, but you can have, like, it looks like a giant sword, but it's just flame.
Okay.
So where do you get that?
What, a flamethrower?
Yeah, Amazon?
Let's check.
I mean, I'm serious. Where does this guy get a flamethrower? Because he's got it. It looks like something out of Ghostbusters. You know what I mean? It just looks it looks like this futuristic thing. You would think
man
we would be
shooting flames.
Look, if you walked into my store and I'm the counter and you ask me for your money, if you've got like a small gun, whatever, I'd be like, all right, here's the money. But you walk in with a flamethrower, I'd be like, dude, take what you want.
Oh, yeah.
I'm walking out of here. Like, you know, no way. Am I getting fried to a crisp?
Okay, now you can get what I'm seeing on Amazon as far as flamethrowers go. You can get one, but nothing like the one that dude
get
has.
A gun like thing.
I mean, he might have built it, too.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, true.
I don't know, man. I think I'd take my chances with a flamethrower over a regular gun.
I just don't want to burn, man. I'd rather get
shot.
Yeah, but
the flame's got to get to you. Like, with a bullet.
It will. Without you, 30 feet, he's 6 feet away from me. He's toasting me like a s'more.
I'm a Miles, man. Plus, I feel like the guy with the gun, like, let's face it, the guy with the gun, he is your reasonable burglar, right? You have a gun because you understand that gives you the advantage. That's the typical thing, right? A guy with a machete or a flamethrower, you go, this dude's crazy. I feel like there's less chance that I can talk my way out of this.
That's fair. I mean, it's
you
like
know,
the guy
it's just like a normal person has a gun because they're going to want to rob you. And you go, okay, you got a gun. This is how it goes down. There's nothing weird about this. It sucks, but it's not weird. The guy with the flamethrower, it's like, okay, homie's not all there. Like, this could go south real quick. I feel like you can avoid getting shot just by being compliant. I feel like the guy with the flamethrower, he might roast your ass anyway, because he's walking around with a flamethrower. There's already something wrong, you know what I'm saying?
That's true.
That's just the way I feel,
it's
man.
Like the guy we used to see downtown with the giant whip.
It's a different level.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Like, I was always afraid that guy was going to whip me just because he had one.
Right. I don't feel like someone's going to shoot me just because they have a gun.
If someone
guns
walks
all
in
over,
with
you have the whip, like, this dude's crazy.
Yeah. You walk in with a bow and arrow, I'm like, oh my God.
It's a different level.
Crossbow. You're like, geez, a whiz. No way. You know, you walk in with a gun, I'm like, I anticipate that.
Right.
That's the normal way of
this is how you rob a place.
You know what I mean? Sawed off shotgun.
It is, right, exactly. But you expect
pistol.
It.
Like, I might take one to the shoulder.
If you walk into a bank. You know, a lot of people walk into the bank, they'll lift their shirt and they show, you know, hey, I got a gun. And they give the money, but it's no one panics. Sure, they hit the little alarm button. You roll into the bank with a flamethrower. Like, it's just going to be different. I feel like every teller at the bank would give you the money. Typically, you go up to one teller, give me what's in your drawer. Because you got a gun. They go, okay, that's what I expect. You're a bank robber. You got a gun. Whoop-de-doo. You're wrong with a flamethrower. I think every teller's like, yo, man, give him my
girl,
too.
This guy's
this
crazy.
This dude is nuts.
Not only that, but he's going to burn the building down.
Right.
As soon as he opens it up, I mean, everything's going to catch on fire.
Yeah, I'm just taking my chances with flamethrower guy.
Okay.
All right.
Our question, what were you not expecting to see that day? 206-421-ROCK.
Protecting a bank he doesn't work at.
Right. He got cooked to death.
Right. That would be awful.
Hello, old Don. Welcome to the men's room.
Hey, guys.
Hola.
How you doing?
We're doing good, Don. How are you?
Oh, pretty good. I do have one thing I have to say. It's a whole lot easier to get missed by a bullet than it is a flamethrower.
That's what I'm saying. You don't have to have good aim with a flamethrower.
Yeah.
But that's my issue, is that I feel like if he clips me, it's going to hurt. I'm going to get burned.
You're on fire.
But if a well-placed bullet hits you in the right spot, that's it.
I know that. But I feel like, look, yes, a well-placed bullet can take you down. If the guy shoots you, he's probably not trying to kill you. That's one thing I do believe, because they just want to rob you, right? So they're not trying to get hit with a homicide. Maybe I'll get, you know, armed, whatever. But I don't want a homicide. They're not going to try to kill you, I don't think, unless you're going to try to attack them. They just have the upper hand. The flamethrower, even if he has bad aim, it ends real poorly. And if you roll in with a flamethrower, I'm already convinced you want to kill me. Because you got a flamethrower, and that's just goddamn crazy.
Well, I'd rather be shot to death than burned to death anyway.
That's exactly what I'm thinking. If I have my druthers on how to go,
I think it's so.
I'm not being cooked alive.
I move like a small mouse. I'm nimble. I can get away from the flames.
Even in movies, right? Yeah. Even in movies, guy gets shot, he's down on the ground, and he says, "Oh man, tell my wife I love her." My kid, flamethrower, they don't say a goddamn thing. They're done.
No, they lie in a hospital bed for like 3 months, then pass on.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, after just being an incredible pain that doesn't go away.
Yeah, they don't bleed out.
I see a light.
There's my great grandmother calling a flamethrower. Right. And that's it.
They come scrub you down and stuff. Like,
And no one can really lend a hand when you're on fire like that.
You can't take a shower.
Because it's a flamethrower. So, I mean, no one's going to walk over and, like, beat you with a carpet or something. Like, it's a goddamn flamethrower. You're cooked, homie.
Yeah. Anyway, long time ago, when I was still working, I had the misfortune to have to work in downtown L.A. right by Skid Row. And, you know, we'd have to get there early so we could beat all the traffic. But I pulled up to a stoplight, and I looked over, and I saw this old bum, you know, they always kind of dirty looking in baggy pants and stuff. And he just kind of hunkered down a little bit and looked like he was straining. And, you know, it kind of caught my eye while I was waiting at the light. All of a sudden, he just stood up, shook his leg, a big turd came out of his pant leg, and he just walked away. And it scarred me for life.
It scarred you for life?
Well, I mean, look, to be fair, after he shakes it out of his leg, what do you really, I would just walk away too. You know what I mean? There's not much else you can do. Like, look, yeah. I've done it, I'm sorry, I'm going to leave it here, but I'm out.
I've never had one roll down my leg.
I can't imagine.
No. Saw it once in high school.
In my lifetime, that's never
real.
Yeah, saw it in high school. And I remember
there was run on toilet paper back then.
Yeah, this kid just pooped and it came out the bottom of his pants. And I remember
in high school?
In high school.
Where?
In the hallway, in between classes. And we were like, and I could see my buddy Zach's face right now. And he was like, "Is that poop?" And I was like, "It's poop." And we're like,
he just pooped in the hall.
He was walking towards the bathroom, and it left out the bottom of the pant. Now, you got to keep in mind, this is freshman and all guys high school.
Still.
So we go like, "Is that poop?" "It's poop." And then it's like, "He's pooping in the hallway, man." Oh, no,
And what did the kid do?
He ran to the bathroom, and then we all yelled and screamed for another minute. God, this sounds awful.
No, what happened?
I don't know. I guess he cleaned them up. I had to go to class. This was just in between one class.
Did you ever see this kid again?
Oh, I don't remember who it was. So probably not. I guess he maybe transferred.
I was going to say, like, you would know this guy. It's a small private school.
Right, and this is like the first month of class. And he's pooping in the hallway.
In school.
Dude, I'm almost positive. I don't remember it being like, "Yeah, that's Billy, the freshman pooper."
Yeah, you'd remember him if he stayed there. So
he would have a nickname.
You would have to remember. I'd remember anyone that pooped in the hallway of school between classes. There's no doubt about it.
Yeah, but you're in between classes. You can make it to the bathroom.
He can't.
He can't.
And even if you're in class, you say, "Look, I've really got to go.
I've really, really got to go."
Trust me, I don't think he was planning this out.
No. When you were in elementary school.
I'm sorry. Now I'm thinking about it. That was one of the funniest damn days of my life. God, we were laughing hard.
Yeah.
It's pooping in the hallway.
And I guess when you came out, it was gone?
Yeah, it had been cleaned up and stuff. You know what? You're right. That kid left school.
That's what I mean. You would know him.
You're right.
Yeah. Do you think he shared that story with anyone since?
No.
Because you can say, "Look, man, I got booted out of high schools left and right, right? No big deal, but, you know, disciplinary stuff, stop going. None of that's embarrassing to me, and I don't care. But if I pooped myself and everyone made fun of me, I don't know that I would ever share that story. Even with the person I'm closest to. "Oh, really? You went to two high schools?" "Yeah, yeah." "Why?" I would lie. "We moved." Anything. Not, "Hey, man, honestly, in my freshman year, I pooped out my pants in the hallway. Everyone made fun of me and I had to leave."
Yeah.
I would never, ever share that story.
It was the talk of the school for a day or two. Like, did you guys hear what happened in the old wing? Some kid pooped his pants. Zach and I were there.
I had a buddy that slipped on a fart in high school. But he didn't go home. So he just basically, it was a Friday day, and you had to be in, he was sick. His stomach was really bothering him.
But
you have to be in school to play football.
Sure.
Day. So you can't just take the day off. He was not feeling well. So he goes to the bathroom. He just like, "Hey, can I go to the bathroom?" Comes back and he's got his gym shorts on. And he wore them for the rest of the day. He's like, "Matt, what's going on, man?" He's like, "Didn't work out in the bathroom." So, you know, he was just throwing up both ends, crap and everything else. Only reason was he just didn't want to get pulled out, you know.
Now, when I was in elementary school in Rochester, the bathroom, there was a bathroom in the class. So the boys and girls, and it was in the and this was like every classroom you went into, in the back of the class, there's a bathroom about the size of like a broom closet, but there's a toilet, a sink, whatever. And there was a kid named Dave Owen, and this dude did it to everyone, but he did it to me one day. So the idea was you still had to raise your hand and go to the bathroom, you know, and they're like, all right. So they knew where you were. But if it was like before class and kids are still mingling around, the standard was there was a little thing that hung in front of the door. If it was red, that meant someone was in there. If it was green, you could go into the bathroom. Well, the problem is it was on the outside of the door, right? But it's one of those doors where you had the vents on the bottom. So you could see if someone was standing there. They couldn't see him, but you just knew someone was physically present. And I remember, I'm trying not to poop. I'm doing everything I can not to because it's class. You know you're going to bomb the joint. It's going to smell horrible, whatever. I finally have to go. I sit down. I turn that thing red, and I see Dave Owen's goddamn shoes walk up to the door, and I hear the, because he spins it around green. And this girl, who, God almighty, Rob, the same chick who almost got kicked out of school later. Anyway, she opens in the door. I'm in there pooping, man. She's screaming. I'm like, just close the door. He did it to everybody, man. Everybody. I saw more kids pooping when I was probably fifth grade than any other grade of my life because Dave Owen always switched to green. So every time you went to the bathroom, you didn't think anyone was in there.
What were you not expecting to see that day? 206-421-ROCK.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
You're in the men's room. 99.9 KISW and KISW HD1 Seattle.
Once again this year, BJ and Megs have teamed up with the Washington State Council Firefighters and Operation Warm this holiday season to put new coats on kids that are in need. And as the cold weather approaches, $20 puts a brand new coat on a Washington child who needs it. Any donation will help. Goal is to get 1,750 coats.
Okay.
for the kids out there who need it. Codes for Kids Day presented by the Advocates. Head to KISW.com today and donate. Our question, what were you not expecting to see that day? 206-421-ROCK.
Some good news, by the way. We were curious to know if you could just buy a flamethrower. Apparently, Elon Musk of Tesla fame.
Who became the third wealthiest person in the world this week.
Yeah, I saw that. Yay for him. Because he was doing so bad before that.
Mm-hmm.
Really worried about that.
Yeah. Struggling.
Yeah, struggling. Yeah, he makes a flamethrower. Apparently costs $500.
$500?
So if you want to effectively rob a place, then Elon Musk, he has you covered.
Okay. Because yesterday we had the story about the guy who escaped in the submersible.
Yes.
Check that out today. That's a Yamaha product.
It is. I saw that last night, too.
$1,400. So basically, if you got the tank on and stuff, this thing just kind of is a like a cart that'll take you to the bottom.
Yeah,
kind of
like the problem, though, with this particular, he's trying to escape from the FBI. He had a brilliant plan to go down in the submersible. Two problems. One, it's a lake. The other thing, he still had to come up to breathe.
Yeah, he didn't have a tank
defeats, or anything. Right. So, like, what do you... You can only hold your breath for as long as you hold your breath. That doesn't help.
And he kept
at all.
Coming up. They're just like, when is this guy going to get out of this lake?
Come on, bro.
And he followed his bubbles.
Right. Exactly. And the bubbles from the machine.
That's what I'm saying, right? Yeah. Like, there's no way to get away
from
it.
There he goes. There he is. Yeah. Right. Yeah.
What were you not expecting to see that day? 206-421-ROCK.
Hello, Lauren. Welcome to the men's room.
Hi. Hola.
Hola.
So, I work with Alzheimer's and dementia patients and the elderly, obviously. And I'm really, really accustomed to seeing, you know, incontinence of all kinds coming from these people. It doesn't bother me.
Okay.
But one
you
day,
should never get to that point in your life. There should never be a point in your life where that doesn't bother. I know you can get used to it. You can deal with it. You can anticipate it, but you should never be like, eh.
I came home. My man was peeing in the kitchen.
Right. Whatever.
It's okay.
Yeah, it's a weird thing to get used to, for sure. But one day, I was working at one of the large facilities in Seattle, and one of my patients came up to me, and she was a very serious type person with late-stage Alzheimer's, but could still walk around, and she handed me this bubble wrap, and it was taped, and it was bubble wrapped, all closed, and I couldn't tell what was in it, and I was a little shocked that, A, she'd been able to wrap something, and B, she was giving it to me. So I open it, and it was bubble-wrapped feces.
Well, you got to protect it from breaking.
Yeah, you got to keep it safe.
Are you sure that was Alzheimer's, or she didn't like you?
Actually, I was one of the few people she did like. So,
well, that worked out for you.
Sure. Lucky you. Yeah. Lucky you.
Top three friends get this.
Right.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Bubble wrapped turd, huh?
I'll be dead.
I wasn't expecting to see that ever in my life. And
I've never even contemplated that. Like, I've never even had in my imagination, and I've thought of some really dumb stuff, but I've never even thought of bubble wrapping a turd.
Maybe we'll send you that for Christmas.
Hey, hey, you never know. What are some of the other strange things that you dealt with in that line of work?
Oh, Lord, all kinds of things. Obviously, it's been hard this year with Corona and
sure.
COVID and all that. But, I mean, it really varies. It's kind of an adventure every day. You see people, I mean, we're obviously there to take care of them and make sure everything's safe and all that. But I have found drawings in rooms of, like, cops before and writing saying I got away with something. I've been physically assaulted a couple of times because they have a harder time seeing you and understanding where you are. So I've almost had my eye socket bone. I don't know what that's called. I can't think of it.
Orbital bone?
By a bowl. Yeah. By a bowl. Someone hit me with one of those.
Ooh.
I see a lot. All day, every day.
What about the families that want to see their loved ones but can't get in because of COVID?
It's awful. I mean, it is what it is. We have to keep the residents safe. I don't work at that same facility, though. I run an adult family home now, so it's a little bit more controlled. But it's really sad that their families can't see them on a regular basis.
Are people coming to the window to see their loved ones? How are they doing it?
They are, yeah. And if there's like an area outside that the facilities have besides my own or, and including my own, we have like an outdoor deck area where people can sit and visit with their families far away. But, you know, it's getting cold and the elderly don't really love the cold and being out in it.
So. I don't either.
I don't think anyone does. I don't think no matter what age you are, unless you're like eight and you get a day off of school.
Right.
Right. It definitely presents some challenges and, you know, the families are understanding, thank goodness. But it also is just depressing because they want to see their loved ones.
Yeah, and sure.
The elderly want to see their family. So it is what it is right now.
Hey, somebody is asking this question. I feel like this is a fair question. You said that the woman with the bubble wrap turd, you were actually one of her favorites. So their question is, what the hell is that old lady get people that she doesn't like?
It was mainly like indifference. She would just walk away and not interact with you whatsoever.
I would prefer that.
I gift you this turd.
Oh, she likes me.
Yeah. She was kind of like one of my first patients that I really like connected to and got through to. So we had a special relationship in a way.
Are you sure about this? Because again, she gave you a bubble wrap turd.
Yeah, but she would you could visibly tell that she didn't like other people, and she would smile when she saw me. So
now, if you have Alzheimer's, are you still wanting to be sexually active?
Yes, and sometimes it depends on the person. But okay. There are different types of dementias, and some of them can make you really, really want to.
Ew.
Yeah.
Huh. They don't bring that one up much.
Are the people walking around that are kind of visibly excited, so to speak?
I've walked in on some sexual acts in public places before, yes.
Between two people who are consenting or just one person on their own?
Both.
Okay. I'm just hoping that that's possible later on in life.
Yeah, I mean, it's possible. They said one of the biggest STD rates is at nursing homes.
Yeah.
Because they're like, hey, man, let's get it
but
on.
But if you have Alzheimer's and you have sex, you probably just forgot that you had sex.
We try to, you try to foster, independence and their rights and all of those things, but also you have to make sure that it's consensual. And,
Yes.
Right.
So, in any circumstance.
Yes.
There's a lot of protective layers out there in these communities to make sure no one's getting...
Thank God for that.
Handled in the wrong way. I'll say that.
Okay. All right. How many, what percentage of the dudes hit on you?
Oh, if they're kind of like mild Alzheimer's, a lot of them. If they're advanced, they see me more as like a mother figure.
Oh, okay. Okay. Man, oh man.
Do you get the old timey talk like, hi, babe, come here, darling? What's up, sweetheart?
Yeah, all the time.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, there's a different language there.
So that doesn't bother me. I kind of like
that. I call that Floridian.
That, right.
That's how everybody talks in a Waffle House.
Oh, my
God. Oh, darling, if you get a chance, could you please bring me another cup of coffee?
Keep in mind, that is how your wait staff speaks to you as well.
Oh, exactly.
Would you like another cup of coffee,
baby
pudding?
There, sweet cheeks.
Right. Sure.
It drives me up a wall.
What?
I hate somebody around my age or younger calling me honey.
Don't go to Waffle House.
I'm serious. It drives me up a wall.
But... it bugs me, but you also understand where you are, right? So, like, when you are in the South, they're just going to... It could be an 18-year-old kid. Say, sugar, would you like... Like, good Lord, man. But
right. Everybody...
How
about sugar? Would you take sugar?
What's the worst? You can have sweetheart, honey, or sugar.
For whatever reason, honey just... I feel like that's the one that's thrown out the most.
Sure.
And I get it if the, you know... If you're older than I am, but if you're my age, like, don't call me honey. And second of all, I don't know you like that.
Damn,
man.
Say honey. You don't know me.
It's a nice affirmation. Someone's just trying to be. I mean, you might not appreciate it.
But just bring me my Sprite.
The intent.
You don't know me like that.
What if they said, all right, Captain, I'll bring your Sprite to you.
Honestly, I think I'd rather deal with a salty dude calling me Captain.
What can I get you there, Captain? I bet you want a light beer. Coors Light, is that you, right? Okay.
See, that doesn't bug me.
Yeah.
Like, if you're bringing my drink, other than the N-bomb, I'm pretty cool with whatever. Exactly. You know?
But bring whatever you want.
It depends. Baltimore, that's how you are greeted, say, at Burger King.
Yeah. What were you not expecting to see that day? 206-421-ROCK.
I was like that in PG. Yeah, not for me so much.
Whether they know you or not.
Saw it a lot.
Oh, yeah. Oh, N-bomb, what'd you do to your hair? Can I get a Whopper and an orange soda, please?
Thank you. I told you the one time the guy at McDonald's, it's me, my uncle, and my two cousins. And obviously we're all white, but he just looks at my uncle and goes, these are killing me today.
Well, how does your uncle, because that's a setup.
I know, that was the thing. Like, my uncle Tim just kind of looked at him.
Yeah,
like,
me, I'll say that
every
day.
Was he black or was he white? The guy said it.
Oh, he was black.
Okay.
All right. But we were, I mean,
well, you just stand there. It happened to me in 7-Eleven the other day.
Oh, that's right.
You can't really do much.
Where 7-Eleven dude walks in with a boombox,
right?
So you can hear his music, and I guess he walks by my, what's up, Bimbo?
I was like, how you doing?
Good to see you.
Can I get that 3-piece shake?
Miles, like, I don't know exactly how to respond.
What is up, my cracker?
What is good?
Yes. What is good with you? I'm loving that new WAP song.
Oh.
You like the Cardi B? Is that on your speakerphone thing?
Do you think her and the Offset are going to get back together?
I don't think so. What were you not expecting to see that day? 206-421-RIDE.
I've got what they call a fire.
Failing woke. Thank you. Hello, Scott. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, you sexy bitches.
Hola.
So what I didn't expect to see that day was a police officer. We're heading up to Stevens Pass area. And we all took the mushrooms. I was sitting in the front seat. And we got a few miles outside of Fulton towards the mountain. We were going to go up there, do some snowboarding, hiking around in the full moon, and got pulled over for a headlight out. And the officer pulls us over, and the driver, my buddy Darren, stepped out and was like, oh, hey, man, like, yeah, it just, must have just gone off. I checked him before we left the house. You mind if I get out and like kind of tap on it a little bit and see if I can get it going? And he goes, yeah, man, go ahead, do your thing. And he steps out and taps on it. And right about the time that the headlight kicked back on, we all started kind of shrooming and feeling everything coming on. And we're just like, oh, no. We're like, okay. And he goes, oh. He goes, okay, license, registration, proof of insurance after that. And checked everything. Everything was, of course, good. And let us go on our way.
All right.
You couldn't even tell them we're shrooming.
Well, that's a problem with shrooming. You think that everybody knows.
They don't, but you do. You're convinced that everyone knows.
Even if you pick up the phone, call your mom, you're like, Mom, I know you're thinking about me and thinking I'm shrooming. So I figured I'd just call you and cut to the quick here because I know you know I'm booming right now. No, I didn't know that.
Oh.
My bad.
My bad. Yeah. Sorry.
I thought everybody knew. That's kind of how I'm feeling right now. Right. What's this weird sensation?
Why is this floor in here so wet? The floor is dry, dude.
Right. I can't go in there. They all know. There's only two people in there.
I always have to tell myself, just don't say anything out loud. Because where your mind is, you realize if I say something, everyone is going to know. Like, so we were interviewing with Sully, right, from Godsmack. He's shirtless. He's angry. I am shrooming hard. He has no idea what he's going on. But he's there shirtless, and the whole time he's talking to me, it looked like his nipples were melting. And I wanted to say something, but I'm like, but I'm having this internal. I could not tell you a word he said, because in my head I'm like, do not open your mouth and tell him it looks like his nipples are melting. But it does. It really does. And then I realized, you're staring at his nipples. Stop staring at his nipples. But it looks like they're melting. He's like, but no one else thinks they are. You got to stop. Then I realized, I am tripping hard. Get it together and just look at no one. Just let him go on and on. But I just wanted to tell him, man, looks like your nipples are melting.
So then we're supposed to bring those guys out, right? But Steve doesn't really want to say anything because he's shrooming.
Hard.
All right. So the guy backstage, the manager of Godsmack, he goes,
two separate people were like, do not take these.
I said, don't take them. And if you do take them, don't take all three. I said, sure. As soon as they turned around, all three went in my mouth. They were not kidding.
So the guy says, look, whatever you do, when you go up there, just don't get on Sully's mic. Okay? Pretty decent request.
Sure.
Until you get up on stage and you look around, Steve takes a mic. Ted's on a mic.
I wasn't there.
Oh, you weren't even there, that pain in the grass.
No. Right?
Must have been
bad. Don't pull me in this.
Yeah, okay. So I don't know which mic Sully's using because there's like three mics up front. I'm assuming it's the middle mic.
Or the shortest one.
Yeah, so Steve gets on the middle mic. And so I get on the other one. And I can just, and I walk up like, I want to say, hi, everyone. Welcome to Pain in the Grass.
And I don't want to say anything.
And I get up on the mic and it goes, hi, everyone. Welcome to Pain in the Grass. And I was like, oh, no wonder you didn't want me to get on that mic. Right. It's so processed down low. I sound like a monster truck announcer.
I remember that. I thought you were joking at first.
Yeah, sort of guy. Like, you come out and, hi, how's everybody doing? Sully goes, hi,
how's everyone doing?
Right. So if you're wondering how Sully hits those notes,
it's done for him.
It's just all in the processing.
Right.
What were you not expecting to see that day? 206-421-ROCK.
Hello, Matt. Welcome to the men's room.
How you doing?
Hola. So what were you not expecting to see that day?
I was outside my house, and a lady was crossing the street and got hit by a drunk driver.
Ooh.
Jesus.
Ooh. How bad was it? How fast was the car going?
Was she in a car or was she walking?
No, she was walking. There was a car going about 25 in our gated community. He hit her, and the car left tire ended up on her chest.
Jesus.
Yeah.
And what do you do at this moment?
I go inside, grab my phone, and I was the first person to call 911.
Did she make it?
Unfortunately, she actually got airlifted from a helicopter from my high school up the street, and she was pronounced dead at the hospital.
Jesus. Okay. Damn, man.
Did the guy stay on the scene?
Yeah, he couldn't go anywhere. We actually kind of had to keep him there.
But I was going to say, it seems like every time, maybe it's just because you read it in the news, but when this happens, it always seems like the driver took off.
Sure.
Like there was a woman hit not too long ago. It was like a silver Dodge station wagon thing. Guy hit her, pulled over, checked the damage. On the side of his car. It's on video.
On his car.
It happened somewhere in Washington State. All right? He looks at the damage on the car, looks back at her laying on the side of the road, gets in his car, and drives off.
For real?
Oh, yeah.
Jesus. I'm just like... Did they ever find them? Or just...
I don't know. Never heard. Saw the follow-up. Like, oh, yeah, guy ran over that woman caught, so who knows?
And he checked his car.
He pulled over in a parking lot. He checked the damage on his car. He looked back at her. He gets into his car, and he drives the F off.
Jesus, man.
What were you not expecting to see that day? 206-421-ROCK.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.